KSL News time is now 7:09. Another check of triple team traffic on this Thursday morning, and it seems like it's a little bit better than usual, Andy Farnsworth.
It is, you know, especially for the last couple of days. We've had huge slowdowns on Draper and on I-15 and Draper and Sandy at this time over the last couple of days. Today, we're not seeing that. Those of you just coming over Point of the Mountain can zip through that zone without any extra time on your drive. Right now, it's about 15 minutes from Bangor Highway in Draper to the 6 South downtown. I am seeing a little bit more than the usual delay, though, on 5600 West. It's especially in that stretch from 3100 South up to the 201 freeway. No crashes reported, but odd that we have that delay without a crash, Eric Butler.
More congestion right now northbound I-15 between American Fork and Lehigh if you're in Utah County, but the whole I-15 stretch is actually pretty good as you're at the speed limit the whole way from Spanish Fork. Now, if you see something happening, be a trooper. Give us a call. Be a traffic trooper. 575-5683. Heather?
Main Street in Farmington is extremely congested right now, more so than normal. This is between US 89 and Burke Lane, and so both directions are seeing quite a bit of traffic. Southbound I-15 looks like we've got normal speeds from Ogden to downtown Salt Lake. Just a few brake lights popping up here and there. No delays on Legacy. School's out, but so is school lunch. Help the thousands of kids who are going hungry. Join Utah Food Bank's Summer Food and Fun Drive today at utahfoodbank.com. Heather Kelly in the KSL Traffic Center.
Just notice this, that the National Hurricane Center is